Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brendan Hauser with Evoke Bike. Welcome from Blowing Rock, North Carolina. So today I want to talk about tapering before your big event, and this actually stems from some of the comments from a different video that I posted. So I'll post a link if you want to watch that. But really what this athlete had said was commenting about how I was saying you don't always need this big, long, drawn out taper. 2 weeks is probably too long for most people. And the comment was, hey, this video gave me something to think about. I always feel best with a slightly negative TSB, but always tapered before an event to get well into the positive. I might have to try going in without a taper. So in this video, I want to highlight what trends on the PMC chart can you look for? What about the PMC chart versus your RPE feelings? And then how do you add in non-bike related fatigue? We'll talk about some cases, whether you have a very manual labor style job or another activity besides riding. And then at the end of all these videos, gonna have a bonus tip for you. So there are some things that jump out just from that statement of saying, might have to try going in without a taper. I don't think you wanna do no taper, but we'll talk about a shorter taper that might be more effective for you. The word taper means different things to different people. So overall, what is the goal of a taper? To get rid of fatigue. You still want to feel good like you've been training and riding, but not be exhausted. So sometimes athletes have this feeling for the Saturday group ride because they simply take Friday off and Thursday might be an endurance ride. Technically, that is a taper. You're lowering the intensity, you've lowered the volume a little bit. That's really short. That's only 2 days. So this is a huge can of worms because the taper depends on how you've been feeling and what you've done the week before. So there is no one perfect taper. Before my A events, sometimes the tapers vary just based on the training that has previously been going on. One thing to look for, as this athlete said, I've tapered to get well into the positive. You really don't need to be in the positive as long as you're going positive. Now, do you want to go from negative 50 to negative 40? Probably not. But as long as you're on the upswing and you feel good, you will learn what this feels like over time. But that is the key thing that you want to focus on. I've posted another video about how where I was dosing races and training, the PMC chart got kind of wacky. It was telling me I was fresh and I was totally dead. This is when common sense comes into play. The PMC chart and your TSB is not perfect. Remember the podcast with Cody Stevenson from Training Peaks with his athletes who are polarized. He does not even use the PMC chart anymore because he was getting values that did not match up to how they actually felt. How you feel is more important than what the algorithm tells you how you feel. Please always remember that. The training tools that we have are amazing, but they are not the Bible. They do not know everything about you. So I have a guy who golfs 4 hours on Saturday and sometimes also on Sunday. This is a massive cause of fatigue, but we don't put TSS to them because it's not TSS that's making him better. I don't want him to be riding at 85 CTL, but we have this number around 100 because he has 220 TSS from golfing for 4 hours or whatever, you know, made up number. It's going to overinflate it. I would rather us be smart and say, hey, you're at 85, but don't forget, last weekend you golfed twice, so we might need Monday and Tuesday as recovery as opposed to going recovery on Monday and hitting it hard on Tuesday. There is no blanket way to approach this. Always talk to your coach, to your training buddy that I've been talking about. Just assess where you are at and move forward with your training. To the last point, to this athlete that made the comment, hey, maybe I'll go in with no, without a taper. You can test this, just as we talked about before. You got a hard group ride coming up. I wouldn't use a taper test in the first 2 weeks because you're sacrificing training time. And while this is important to nail down, I think that not overthinking this is the best route. What I would say is, hey, you're coming to the end of a training block, so you know you're kind of tired. You've got a big event on Saturday, or not even an event, maybe a group ride. Do your hard session on Tuesday if you're still feeling good, and then fiddle with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. How do you reduce things so that you can roll into the event? If you can do a 3-day taper, that's great. That's what I've done for a lot of my events when winning Masters Nationals, being in the last break at Amateur Nationals 2 years ago. And I've talked about that in different videos, and a lot of the comments to me were, wow, man, you don't taper that much. And it's like, well, no, because these are four, Masters Nationals is shorter, 3 hours. Amateur Nats was over four hours. So I don't want to be super fresh. I will not feel good towards the end of the race. Please make sure you subscribe to the channel. We're trying to hit 4,000 subs. Please tell a friend, and don't forget we have all of the free tips and info on the blog, and I'll post a link that has a link to all of our information for you. And then the bonus tip for right now, very timely, focus on your lifts in the gym and the volume that you want to get done. This is the time where if you go to do a hard workout and it's not perfect, that's okay because you're not doing a ton of them. The whole point is just to keep sharp, just to be touching those zones. You're not trying to build and grow the VO2 max. You're trying to get stronger and more resilient for next season. You're trying to build your base of fitness. If you don't want to hear the build your base term thrown around, go watch the Why Ride Endurance video. I will post that where we talk about why endurance riding is so important to your next season. So don't overthink that. And then in one of these upcoming videos, we're going to talk about how you can use the weekly goals to stay on track, because now it's dark. I'm recording this video. It is dark outside. You cannot ride. Well, you can. Some people can ride outside in this. Most people are not going to do intervals in this. You've got the trainer going. You've got weather to deal with. You've got holidays. There's going to be a lot of shifting things around. How do you do it? Focus on your weekly goals. We'll go through that. But lifts, volume, everything else will fall into place. Don't overthink it. Keep pushing forward. 2023 is going to be your best year yet. I'm stoked for you. Let's get it. Talk to you later. See ya.